Welcome to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast. This show is for leaders in the church and their teams. If you're looking for strategies, ideas, and insights on growing a healthier, sustainable church, then you're in the right place. Every Monday, my guests and I discuss topics such as leadership, discipleship, evangelism, church planting, and so much more. The podcast will provide you with practical takeaways you can use for a healthier church. I'm Minister Madge Obaseki, your host. I'm the CEO of Grow the Church Now, a church consultant, advanced trainer and facilitator, and author. I help churches identify retention and growth solutions. I'm also honored to be the host of this podcast. Welcome to the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast, episode 56. This is the last in this present series of the podcast until the beginning of August. When I come back, you'll hear interviews I pre-recorded, one of which is with Andy Frost from Share Jesus International, and he's going to be talking about some resources he's developed for churches to approach evangelism easily. So over the past few weeks, I've been talking about engagement of your staff and volunteers, why this is important, and what aspects you should be focusing on. For example, last week in episode 55, I discussed the purpose of performance review, who a performance review is for, who is responsible for carrying out a performance review. Now, if you didn't hear that, the link is in the show notes for this week's show. So to continue the subject, as I promised last week, I'll discuss a further three subjects. How often should a performance review take place? How to agree what improvements or changes are needed? And how to record what was discussed in the performance review? So the first is, how often should a performance review take place? Now, I spent quite a bit of my career working in human resource management, and performance reviews were usually done over a six-month basis. This period gave an opportunity for the member of staff or the volunteer to reflect and work on any issues which came up in the review. So by the time the next review came round, the manager or the team leader with the member of staff or the volunteer could discuss the impact of any changes over the last 6 months. So I suggest 6 months is a really good guide for you in your church or your ministry or even your business. Now the second subject is how to agree what improvements or changes are needed. Agreeing what improvements are needed in a performance review can sometimes be a bone of contention. Now, some of the reasons for that are that there are people who have never been trained to carry out a performance review. There might be a new manager or a team leader, and they're conducting the performance review for the first time. And frankly, they're as nervous as the person being reviewed. Now, if you're in that position, I'm going to suggest that you study the examples of Jesus reviewing his disciples' actions, reactions, and responses to some of the assignments that they were on while he mentored them. Now, did you notice that Jesus often asked them questions? He very rarely said to them, "This is what you've done wrong." He did sometimes, but very rarely. Now, I find that the best performance review sessions enable the member of staff or the volunteer to address the issues raised, often by asking them a question. For example, you could ask, "How do you feel you performed? What would you do differently?" These are open-ended questions, and they allow the staff or the volunteer member to address issues rather than you telling them what they've done wrong, which in my experience always causes a little bit of resentment and sometimes conflict. The last of the three subjects is how to record what was discussed in the performance review. Now, this normally comes as some sort of template. It could be on a computer that you type on, or you could have something printed which you write on. The template would have the name of the member of the staff or the volunteer, the department, the date of the review, very important, and the date of the last review, if there was one, what actions were agreed from the last review, if that's relevant, and any improvements that you've agreed between you need to be made. Now, if you have not done any performance reviews before, or you haven't got a template, please email us at admin@growthechurchnow.com and we'll send you one. This is it for this short series on engaging staff and volunteers. And if you want to know more about engaging your staff and volunteers or need support, get in touch with me. See you in August by God's grace. Thank you for listening to the Healthy Church Growth Show. If you found this beneficial, do make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a future episode. Don't forget, join me and my guests every Monday for another practical episode of the Healthy Church Growth Show podcast.